We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Tiff producing. How dare I? She does not like all the syllables. It's too much.
Totally
it's too
fine.
Much for her.
It just makes me feel a little extra.
There's nothing wrong with being a little extra. I'm a lot of extra, and that's totally fine. But guys, we've got a Friday Sue's show for you on tap today. Lots of Rockies news to talk about. Of course, a couple of transactions today. We talked to Ryan Feltner for the first time today since that very catastrophic injury where he took a line drive to the head. We talked to Pierce Johnson. We talked to Pierce Johnson about his Nugget fandom. And we caught up with Garrett Hampson earlier this week. Old friend, former Rocky. It has not been that long since we've seen him, but, you know, it's always good to catch up with these guys. But, yeah, first let's get into the headlines, the transactions. The Rockies have brought Nolan Jones up to Colorado, and they optioned Michael Tolia down to AAA. So, yeah, Jones will be finally getting some playing time. Unlike the last time he was called up, he's going to start at first today. Harold Castro is going to play center because Grichuk is sore, as Buddy described it. So he just has the day off. Otherwise, it would have been Randall out there in center. And of course, all of these moves kind of correspond to Brenton Doyle's injury yesterday, which looked so bad. And from what we're hearing, it looked a lot worse in that moment than it is now. He's doing very well. But yeah, let's talk about Ryan Feltner. So, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, Ryan Feltner, we all remember, skull fracture and concussion after taking a line drive to the head off the bat of Nick Castellanos. He spoke with the media for the first time earlier today about that injury and what he has gone through since. And also joining him, Scott Murayama, the rehab coordinator for the Rockies, joined us too, just to kind of like add some context, all of that. Cause yeah, he's got a big journey ahead of him. He's got a long road ahead of him. But yeah, let's get right to what he had to say. Tiff, are we ready to roll it?
Ready to roll.
All right, let's play it.
Yeah, it was scary. That's nothing. You don't really expect something like that to happen when you get out on the field. But the support from my teammates and the organization, top to bottom, has been overwhelming and in a great way. So, I'm just happy to be in the spot I'm in right now.
What were the physical things that you were feeling, like the timeline of what you were feeling, how they've improved, and where you're at now?
Yeah. You know, a lot of fracture symptoms, headache from the concussion, dizziness. But, you know, today there's no pain. I'm sleeping well, and day-to-day stuff has become a lot easier. The feel is that I'm in a really good spot compared to where I could be. I've looked a little bit at some stuff that I can do to improve on the field, but put that down pretty quick. sure I'm taking care of the mental side first, and making sure day-to-day tasks are normal for me. And once we get that bridge kind of going, then I'll start to look at the other stuff, the timelines, baseball-specific things. But for now, it's on the back burner.
It seems right now we're kind of just letting the fracture heal on its own and moving into more just typical concussion protocol. Some easy bounce stuff and whatnot. Just had our first day yesterday, so moving into it pretty slowly, but we're moving in the right direction.
At this point in time, there isn't a set program like a Tommy John program or anything like that. It is day-to-day, so we don't have any kind of timeline at this time. It's, you know, take steps to make sure that these symptoms resolve, make sure the fracture heals, and then slowly start them back into activities. I think with concussions nowadays, it's different than it used to be treated. You don't keep them isolated, keep them in a dark room. You get them moving and active to a certain extent as soon as possible.
What you went through is obviously very physically traumatic, very mentally traumatic too. Can you share with us what you're doing to take care of that side of all of it?
Not too much tangible yet. You know, I think that's something that I'll probably be vocal about once I get a better feel for the process. But so far it's just been being thankful that I'm in the spot that I'm in versus where I could have been. So, you know, just taking nothing for granted right now. But as I move along in the process, I'll get back with you on that.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, I really cannot stress enough how great it is to see him back in the clubhouse, even just for little bits at a time. You know, of course, like, we are so happy to see that he's doing well enough, but it's so big for his teammates. It is just, it's good to see him well enough to just be back around every once in a while. But he also said when we were talking to him, anytime he's had to take a step back, he's come back stronger. He says he will definitely pitch again. It might not be this year. They're not ruling that out. There's just no timeline for something like this. So he is very insistent, though, that he will be back at some point. And he also, he said so much about how grateful he was for all of the support that he's got. You know, his teammates, of course, were in touch with him right away. The Rockies, you know, made it so easy for, you know, his family to, you know, deal with this whole awful situation. But also he mentioned he's been talking to Chris Bassett, who had gone through something similar. He said that Nick Castellanos wrote him a note and sent him a gift after this happened. So they haven't talked, but Nick did send him something. So yeah, that is what's going on right now. No timetable for his return right now. But of course, we are wishing him the absolute best. And speaking of people who are wishing the best, Brendan Doyle, there's no real update on his condition, but, you know, what we heard from him on Thursday, it's a contusion. There aren't other injuries around there. It doesn't appear that there's any damage to ligaments or anything structural. It's just it's a nasty big red mark on his knee. It's pretty brutal looking, Tiff. I'm not going to lie. It's rough. Tiff's making like a very grossed out face right now. She's not into it.
It's funny. I've gotten a lot of like leg injuries, knee injuries, mm-hmm. like, you know, playing softball and whatever, but I've never broken a bone. But seeing other people like get cuts, it just like, I'm just like, huh,
ooh. Huh,
just freaks me out.
Have you ever run into an outfield wall playing softball?
No. I have run into other outfielders though at full force, and that is not fun.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was so funny. Not funny, but like Brendan Doyle was kind of lighthearted about it when we talked to him after Thursday's game. It just kind of sounded like the knee took all of it. He was like, yeah, those walls aren't as soft as you might think they are, those padded walls. So yeah, just it looked tough. It looked really bad on Thursday, but once we talked to him after the game, it seemed like things were going to be okay. Knock on wood.
Good.
All right. We mentioned Nolan Jones is back up with the Rockies. We got a chance to talk to him in the clubhouse earlier today. So we wanted to talk to him about, you know, the first time he came up, he didn't even get any playing time. He went back down. So what has he been up to since we last saw him? Well, he's been working hard. He's been crushing it down at AAA. But he told us about what he worked on specifically. Tiff, can we roll it?
We can roll it.
All right, here's Nolan Jones.
I was in the outfield a little early on the corners. Played a game at center field, then spent a lot of time at third. Then once Mike came up, I played a lot of first base. Montero and I were kind of switching between first and third. So I've kind of played all the corners. Feel pretty comfortable at all of them. I'm just ready to do whatever I'm asked. Have a good group down there that, you know, having a lot of fun. Jordan Pacheco has been great and helped me a lot. So feeling good.
What have you been told to expect here when it comes to where you could potentially be playing on the field?
Not really much. Corners, I guess, infield and outfield. It's where I've been playing in Albuquerque, but I'm not really sure what to expect.
How did you learn just to stay in the moment? Because obviously you came up last time, but it wasn't playing time for you, all kind of, you know, moving parts. Then you go down and you continue to hit. How are you staying in the moment?
Following my dream of being here, playing in the big leagues, knew sulking and feeling bad for myself wasn't gonna get me back here, so I kind of just put it behind me as quick as I could and got back to work.
All right, and he's getting the start at first base tonight. But you know what my home base is for all of the Nuggets postseason action? It's the DNVR bar here at the corner of Colfax and York. And if you're a diehard, it's an even better time because you are getting 15% off of your tab at the bar. You're getting 20% off of everything from dnvrlocker.com. You are getting 20% off of, you know, our party buses, our tailgates, but most importantly, our Rockies takeover, which is coming up on June 10th. And that annual membership is going to get you a free t-shirt every freaking year from dnvrlocker.com. And also, this is like something I feel like I don't even appreciate enough. You get extra raffle tickets if you're a diehard. So people be out here winning some prizes at these watch parties. And of course, my personal favorite, the Diehards Only Discord. Shout out again and again and again to all of our friends in the Rockies chat because it is bumping every single day. But yeah, head on down to the bar. It's also, people are like facking it up down there. That's the Friday afternoon club. But we've got a fun little thing going on right now.
The rain did not scare away the fact crew.
If anything, it's made them stronger.
Made them more feral.
Everyone's being so slow. I think it's because like everyone else kind of has a breather until the NBA finals start. So they're just like, yeah, let's enjoy a Friday night. That's chill while we can. But
it's
yeah, come join us at the bar. Come be a diehard. Head to thednvr.com. All right. You don't need him today, but I need him most other days here in Colorado. Shady Rays, the most incredible sunglasses I've ever worn, because if you break them or lose them, they're going to give you a new pair. And I just cannot state enough how much I need that. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that is just as good as all of the designer brands. They've got durable frames. They have great optics. Perfect for outdoor adventures or like outdoor not adventures, like what I would do, like hanging out in the yard, hanging out at the pool. But listen, Shady Rays has the most incredible protection program in all of eyewear. Every pair of glasses is backed by the lost and broken replacements. So if you lose or break your pair, they'll send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. And it's absolutely free. And you can even do it long after you bought them too. And if you order a pair and you don't like them, you can return them for free in 30 days. It is absolutely no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. And listen, they have a Memorial Day sale, as if like our situation wasn't good enough. We have such a great code, DNVR. That's the code. But they have a Memorial Day sale right now. So go to shadyrays.com and get 35% off all sunglasses. Get yourself ready for summer. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. You know who else has our back all the time? Pins and Aces. They are the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our Pins and Aces gear. We're always catching compliments. If it's the gear, if it's the beer sleeve, if it's the liquor stick, they have everything you need on and off the course. They are a family-owned golf and apparel business based here in Colorado, but they've got a big reach. They've got amazing polos, hats, golf bags. Did I mention the beer sleeve? Did I mention the liquor stick? They have things that will keep your time on the course a little extra saucy. So check out pinsandaces.com, use code DNVR, and get 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. All right. We had a pretty fun week. This is a busy week. The Rockies have almost no off days. Actually, they have no off days. They have no off days until like June 5th. So yeah, we've been on that grind. But, you know, we gotta share some of the fun things we've done. Talked to Garrett Hampson the other day. What a great young man. We miss him here in Colorado. He was just always, he's always a good dude. But got a chance to catch up with him, this time in the visitors' dugout. But Tiff, are we ready to roll that?
Ready to roll.
Let's roll it.
Joining the pod now is Garrett Hampson, our old friend. How are you feeling being back in Colorado?
It's awesome. It's good to see some friends and, you know, the staff, trainers, everybody. I mean, everybody was great to me for the 4 years I was here, 6 years total. It's good to be back and seeing them.
Yeah. I mean, you spent so much time here. I'm sure this holds such a soft place in your heart. What have you been doing outside of the ballpark since you got here?
My wife's in town, so she's here to see friends too. Just hanging with them, going to our favorite breakfast spots, and just you know, hanging around downtown where we spend a lot of memories.
What's the breakfast spot?
We used to live at the Coloradan right down here downtown, and there's this spot, Cafe Landscape.
Ooh.
I think it's called. So we had breakfast there yesterday.
If you were trying to gatekeep that, I'm really sorry, because now I know.
Yeah, now you know.
Now I know. You've had a pretty interesting couple of games here. I mean, your first at bat, you got a hit. What's it like being back on this field and playing?
It's awesome. A lot of good memories at this ballpark, and a little weird being in the visiting dugout, you know, seeing everything, but it's been fun.
How's Miami? What is a day in Miami look like for Garrett Hampson?
A little different weather, a little different humidity over there, but right now, just kind of walking around, getting coffee, trying to find out some good spots. Haven't been there long enough yet to really see everything, but so far it's been great. I got the ocean right there, which is pretty cool, so I'm looking forward to, you know, spending the year there and finding out more about Miami.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to ask you one last question. What is the plural of a third baseman?
I've gotten this question way too many times here, but I think it's just third baseman. I don't think you have to add the S, but, you know, I mean, I guess it's up for debate.
It's up for debate. I was told to ask you
yeah.
by a different reporter, so. Garrett Hampson, thank you so much for chatting. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Manny Randhawa asked me to ask Garrett Hampson about the third baseman plural, because apparently a lot of baseball dudes will say third basemans.
Ah, okay.
Or like, you know, second basemans, first basemans. But like Manny asked him about it and, you know, kind of questioned, well, because I guess apparently Garrett used to say mans. Mm. And then I guess he's changed since then.
He probably got made fun of so many times, or he got asked the question so many times.
He's like, why do these people keep asking me this? But then I told Manny that I was like, guess what he said? He said third base men. And now he feels bad because he like got in his head and like changed like this fun, quirky thing that baseball guys do. Such a purist. Michael in the chat, thank you for validating the grammar police over here. But yeah, good to see you. Also, like, Patrick and I talked about this a little bit on the show yesterday. Patrick was like, oh yeah, like he's like trimmed down. Like his face is thinner. Like he is just like so much leaner. He lost like 15 or so pounds. You can really see it in that video too. I was like, oh my gosh, you kind of look different. Miami changed him, man. That's nuts. You know who's never changed? Pierce Johnson. Pierce Johnson is a Colorado kid, Colorado dude. He is still a Nuggets fan. But Patrick and I had a chance to catch up with him about his Nuggets fandom. So yeah, let's hear from Pierce Johnson.
What was the vibe like in here yesterday?
I mean, everybody was, after our game, we were all just sitting around watching the game going nuts because we got a couple Laker fans in here, guys from LA, but we prevailed, so we got to wear them out for it.
How nice was that to see, you know, people that aren't Coloradans kind of rally behind the Nuggets?
Awesome. I mean, it's just cool because when a team does so well in a city, right, like people thrive and people who aren't even sports fans rally around that team, right? When the Avalanche won last year, I mean, I was in San Diego going nuts, so it's just cool to see people rally around teams that do well, and it's fun to be a part of.
I know you were at the All-Star game when it was here in Denver, but do you have any specific Nuggets memories of any players from the time growing up in your fandom?
I was actually at the game when we traded for Allen Iverson the first night, and it was like a super snowy night. Nobody was at the stadium because there was so much snow, and I remember Allen Iverson this year, and that was pretty sweet. So that was probably my best memory. There's just a couple games that I got to go to growing up. It was fun. It was a great atmosphere. They had great players. Melo, Chauncey Billups was here at some point in time. You know, it was just fun watching them play.
I know we don't know if it's going to be the Heat or the Celtics. Probably the Heat, since they're up 3-0. Finals prediction for the Nuggets.
I think they win in six.
That would be on the road.
Can't have that. Would it be home in five?
Yeah.
Let's make it home in five. That'd be sweet. I love that.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
I like how Patrick talked Pierce Johnson out of his original prediction.
Yeah. I love how excited he was about the Avs and the Nuggets. And he's just like, I was cheering.
He's there.
So sweet.
He's in it. He's a Colorado lifer. But Patrick talked to all of our Colorado natives in that clubhouse about this upcoming Nuggets NBA Finals. So check out that story on the DNVR.com. It is a good one for sure. Listen, we got to keep this show quick because, I gotta get back to the park. But first, we got to mention FOCO, our good friends at FOCO, because they are the leading manufacturer of some of my favorite sports gear of all time. Ooh, and Tiff, you anticipated my needs.
I made sure it was on the table.
I'm obsessed with this hat. It's such a vibe. I think I might wear it in my yard on Memorial Day. But, and I mean, maybe I could wear it to the Rockies game tonight.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little much for the press box. But listen, our friends at FOCO, leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merch. They've got apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and the best bobbleheads in the game. But listen, it's spring, it's baseball season. They've got these amazing straw hats that will keep you from the sun, keep your head out of the sun. They've got Hawaiian shirts, they've got polos, they've got bags, everything you need for game day. We've got some amazing set decoration too that's from FOCO. But yeah, FOCO's always got our back with Colorado sports. Guess what? They have yours too. Get the best gear around by using the link in our description and use promo code DNVR for 10% off all non-pre-sale items. That's FOCO. Link in bio. Link in description. There you go. But listen, we got to talk about other friends who always have our backs. Backus and Shanker. When you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is the hero to... They are here to help. They are heroes. They're here to help. But Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. They've been helping those who are seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years. It is totally free until they win money in your case. There's no upfront fee to talk to someone about your case. No fee while they work on it. They are not charging you a penny until they win money for you. And they've done it a lot. Backus and Shanker has won more than $1 billion for their clients. And of course, they have offices in Aurora, Englewood, Fort Collins, and Denver. But Backus and Shanker, they've got the strength and power to win your case. More than 30 lawyers, more than 100 staff. But Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases when you were not at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks. They can even help you if you're injured at work. So you're going to call them at all two lows. That's 222-2222 and find out if you have a case for free because Backus and Shanker wins. You know what's a win for me?
What's to win for you?
Being able to watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. And that's what you're going to get with Fubo TV. They've got 140 and more live channels of sports, shows, movies. You can stream live TV from any device, and you can catch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. And if you want to try it out, see how it works for you, there is a free 7-day trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Sign up. You can start watching 1,000 hours of cloud DVR, because who watches shows when they actually air? I DVR everything. Never. Unless it's a live sporting event, I'm DVR. Honestly, even if it is a live sporting event, I probably DVR it so I can watch it again.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because that's where we're at.
You got to analyze stuff. You got to break it down, rewind. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
I love a good freeze frame too, Tiff. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Hockey, you got to rewind all the time. What happened?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's going on? Where's the puck Tiff. Go?
Tim, such an Avs girly. I love it. But yeah, you're going to be able to watch the Nuggets, the Avs, the Rapids. You're getting ESPN. You're getting NFL Network. You can watch your local teams while you're traveling. You can catch the WNBA. We do not give the WNBA enough love. I was talking about this on the Flagrant pod the other day. I'm like, why the heck doesn't Denver have a freaking WNBA team?
I would die.
We would love that here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But, you know, if you live in Denver and you want to catch some other WNBA teams, their season has started. So, yeah, you can catch that, too. But, yeah, you can watch the Nuggets. You can watch the Avs on Altitude Sports with Fubo TV. And use the link in our description to sign up and get 15% off. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. All right. We got this Mets series coming up, man. The Mets are in town. The Rockies are facing another 2022 Cy Young winner in a matter of days. But we spoke with Buddy, or Buddy spoke about the talent he sees in Scherzer and Verlander, two incredible pitchers that will be facing the Rockies this weekend. Tiff, are we ready to roll that video?
Ready to roll.
Let's see it.
They're Hall of Fame pitchers for sure. I think there's no doubt about that. What they've done through the, you know, through the course of their careers, what they've done in the postseason, you know, they're World Series champions, and in this era where they've pitched, they've been, you know, two of the best pitchers, you know, over the last decade. So, I think statistically, their numbers speak for themselves.
So yeah, it's going to be some juicy pitching matchups at Coors Field this weekend. Friday night, it's Max Scherzer versus Connor Siebold at 6:40 p.m. Mountain Time. Saturday, we've got Justin Verlander versus Chase Anderson. That is a 7:10 game, ladies and gentlemen, and it's also 90s night. I don't want to spoil anything, but people will be dressing up in 90s attire for 90s night. That's all I'm going to say. So if you like to dress up and you like the 90s, who doesn't? Saturday is a good game to go to. And Sunday, I feel like Sunday's a can't miss just for the giveaways. But also, we've got Tyler McGill and Austin Gomber on the mound for their respective teams. It's a 1:10 p.m. game. The giveaway, 30th anniversary baseball card set for the first 15,000 fans. And then there are going to be some former Rockies in the house for that. Brad Hopp, Jason Jennings, Ubaldo Jimenez, they are scheduled to attend. So Sunday's going to be really cool. This is like the first of the 30th anniversary celebrations. I'm super excited to see fans getting to see these guys who are such a big part of the Rockies so early on. I think it's going to be a really fun weekend.
You know who's also probably really excited about these baseball cards? Patrick.
Patrick, Patrick is in the comments. Patrick, Rocks are getting a win in either the Scherzer or Verlander game. Book it. Whoo! Hot takes Patty over here. Okay. Patty takes.
Patty takes. Oh. Patty takes. Patty takes.
Let's go. Michael in the chat. I know for a fact that Michael is a Mets fan. He says, sadly, I think Patrick is right. Neither Scherzer nor Verlander have been themselves this season. Chances are the Rockies beat one of them at minimum. And Michael adds, McGill has also been very inconsistent. Yeah, I can't say that I've heard anything really like overwhelmingly positive about Tyler McGill this season. But you know what? Crazy things happen at Coors Field. I think the Rockies managed to do well against these Mets. It's going to be juicy for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be something.
Rockies-Mets games are one of the few games I would consistently go to growing up because my dad is a Mets fan. So, yeah, these games I actually used to go to all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I did not realize you were raised by a Mets fan.
That's so chaotic. My family is so chaotic when it comes to sports. It's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I think it's going to be a good series. I hope it's like just as juicy as when the Rockies were in New York just a couple of weeks ago, because that went well for the Rockies. That was good. I hope we see some more of that. We'll see. Patrick and I will be back to break down this Rockies-Mets series on Sunday after the game. And of course, make sure you get your Rockies takeover tickets for June 10th versus the Padres. Whether you want to see Fernando Tatis Jr., or whether you want to heckle him, or maybe a healthy mix of both. You can do that at this takeover. And you're getting a bus to the game. You're getting all you can drink Breck brews on the bus. And you are getting our newest DNVR Rockies shirt that comes with it. Oof, it is going to be such a fun day. And it's a day game, too. So, like, just a different vibe. I love a day game on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to any day games, really.
Really?
Well, yeah, because usually when we have day games are like there's one midweek and there's one on Sunday. We got shows after those. Those are big shows for us. Like we always love recapping the series. So this will be my first day game of the season there as a fan. Get to see like off the clock Sues. Highly recommend. Oh, raised by a Mets fan equals raised by Wolves.
Oh, man.
Poor Tiff is such a nice young lady, but she's getting absolutely roasted right now.
Dude, it's totally fine. He's also so his football team is the Dallas Cowboys.
Why?
Basketball team is the Lakers.
Why?
He was a baby of the 80s. I don't know. I guess those were all the good teams when he was growing up.
But the Mets like did have some good years. I mean, they won a World Series in the 80s.
Born and raised in Pennsylvania, does not like any Pittsburgh or Philly team. I know.
That is weird.
He's a weird one.
That is weird. Sports fandoms are so weird. You know what? Sometimes the DNVR Rockies Twitter is kind of weird, but in like a really good and informative way. But you can keep up with this whole series this weekend at DNVR_Rockies on Twitter. Tiff, where can we follow you?
I am at Tiffany, TiffAnI _Tano on Twitter.
Check her out. You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And you know, Tiff, you know what I say about closing out a show?
No, Suze, what do you say?
I really don't know how to close out a show, but we will talk to you on Sunday after the game.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.